It's time for the Giz Whiz with man's maddest rider, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 1982, recorded Thursday, April 4th, 2024. Zippity-dude-da! On this episode of the Giz Whiz, Diggy D has another great storage solution, plus a what the heck is it, and I reveal the next crappy corner theme for this month. All next on the Giz Whiz!
It's the same old show with Diggy D and OMG chat on your PC. It's time for the Giz Whiz because gadgets are his business. They've got a gizmo sickness, geek disease, under pathology, rows and rows of USBs, growing glowing LEDs. Get ready for the Giz Whiz now.
Now! And here he is, hiding in the grass, waiting to bounce out and hop around. The Easter Diggy D. How you doing, Diggy D?
I'm doing very well. And you, sir?
Doing great. Doing wonderful. Doing really, really good.
Did you have a big Easter?
I had a fun Easter. Let me think. The weather has been kind of up and down in Florida, but like
okay.
This last weekend, it was pretty good. So I got some sun, which is awesome to get on Easter, I feel like.
Yeah.
And I didn't do any Easter egg hunting, per se, but I think I had a great Easter. How about you?
But you did do some Easter egg sending.
I did.
And I wanted to share it with the chat room, so I made a little 1.5 minute video.
Okay, here it is.
All right, it's not a gadget. It's a card from Chad, okay, came in a big box today. Oh, happy Easter. Press here.
Hey, know why the Easter Bunny was embarrassed to deliver eggs this year? Because he didn't have any bad hair days. The hair jokes never get old.
That's very funny, a bad hair day. And look at this, I think some Chad work there. Stash. Pull here. Oh, I see. I think Chad designed this.
I did.
Yeah, that's okay. Really nice.
Is it going to go off?
Ton of candy and peeps.
Chad, this is great.
Your dentist will love you because you'll have to visit him.
Hang on, there's something else in the box. Oh, it's the bill. Easter basket. Wow, $35. Deluxe Easter card. $15. Swimming pool construction.
Oh, yeah.
$35,000.
Forgot to say.
New furniture. Okay, the total is $65,000.
That's all.
Thanks, Chad.
You're welcome.
Thanks
you
for
know.
Thinking of us.
Yeah.
I bet you're thinking you didn't have. But I had to. I really had to, you know?
Yeah. No, and then there was $17 for the new set. But that I approved.
I couldn't believe you just said no to the shipping and handling. That was the issue.
Yes.
That was where you drew the line. Yeah.
No, that was great. Thanks for doing that.
You're welcome. I'm glad that
was
super. That was great. So did you have a great Easter? Was
your Easter very, very quiet. The weather was terrible. The past couple of days, Becky couldn't even make Giz Fizz last night.
Ugh.
And someone said, Google Statue of Liberty lightning. And you did that now.
I did.
Because evidently the lady in the harbor got belted. That one, look at that.
I know.
Oh, several times directly to the torch.
That is insane. That is insane. I can't imagine the amount of power that it takes to create that arc. It looks as thick as her arm.
Yeah, I wonder if it blew anything out in the statue. I didn't.
Like that electricity looks like it's this big. Like you know, you see the flame in like movies up close. It seems that big as the flame.
Yes. It almost looks like it's coming from her torch.
Yeah.
Instead of going down into it.
Yeah. I actually think I may have heard something that lightning generates from the ground up. Is that...
It does?
Chat room. Is this a tall tale?
No.
Is this a myth? We need Mythbusters
yes.
chat room on this.
I would say it's a myth because with your boat, you have to... If you don't want to lose all your electronics, you have to put in a lightning plate at the very bottom of your boat and then connect to ground it and then connect all the electronics to that ground plate so that lightning strikes your boat and it goes through directly into the river.
That is it's hard to ground something when there is no ground.
Yeah.
When you're in
the river makes good ground. Yeah.
That's why the big old metal plate. Okay, well, the chat room is divided because Spaceman says...
The chat room is divided?
Yeah. Spaceman says it does go up. Mr. Dave says it goes up, then down. Cam J says, I heard that too. So there's no... Oh, wait. We just got a Scooter X... Maybe the definitive answer here from Scooter X, linking an article, looks very official. I like the four letter. Oh, NATO National Severe Storm Laboratory.
Wow. Oh, it goes sideways.
Oh, what a twist. No. Severe Weather 101. What is lightning? Are there cold flashes? We need to find the, does it go up?
Yeah.
Blue, tallest. Oh my gosh. Okay, NATO. You didn't. Oh, from the sky down or the ground up? The answer is both.
Oh, both.
Cloud to ground, CG, or also known as computer generated by the government. No, I'm just kidding. Conspiracy theory, CG, consumer.
The
computer
answer
generated.
Is both.
Now, landing on the ground, but the part you see from the ground up, typically cloud to ground flash lowers a path of negative electricity that we cannot see towards the ground in a series of spurts. Objects on the ground generally have a positive charge under a typical thunderstorm. Interesting.
Wow.
I said interesting because I don't want to read the rest of this paragraph, but...
Yeah.
That is actually really cool that it can do either.
Both.
Either and both. That's cool.
Yeah, that is.
Okay. Well, that explains one. I wonder if Lady Liberty had a certain type of charge and that caused it to be a different direction.
Maybe.
A theory. That's my theory.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. Oh, it's NOAA, not NATO. Sorry. Does NATO control the weather? I'm all about conspiracies today, it seems like.
Yes, very funny.
That is very funny. That is really
people
cool.
People are shocked that they're learning something once again.
We came here for the silly gadgets. Stop talking about NORAD and NATO and NOAA.
Dan Wally is adding in lightning can strike the same place twice.
That is true. That is true.
Yeah, because there was the old saying, lightning never strikes twice. Well, it does.
It does. It does. Yes. Anything can happen.
Yeah.
Well, let's jump into some gadgets.
Okay, let's take a peek at... last week I did a storage box that cost $36. And I found something way cheaper.
Ooh.
And this is the story.
This is going to be a very interesting spot. This, ta-da! Recently, I did it on the show. $36 on Amazon. Okay, I'm already using it. Latching doors. wheels on the bottom, wheels that go in one direction, and you can stack them. You can open the top if you just have one. But if you stack them, of course, only the top unit can open. $36. But now I bought a pair for $25.
All right, the box has arrived. I slit the lid. Opening it. Instruction.
Postage stamp.
Company. Instruction. No. That's what the other one said. All right, and now.
Hey.
These may be.
That looks similar.
They, yeah.
These may be.
Is that metal?
Already, I think it's a lighter wood.
Is that white?
Plastic.
Metal.
Type material.
Or white.
Oh,
plastic.
No, no. It's foam. So the foam.
I see, I see.
Open it and see. Now, Dennis, urethaned this tabletop. So we're protecting it. All right.
Hey, this seems familiar.
Yeah.
It assembles the same.
I can see a Charlie tail back there.
Yes, tail. Charlie's giving it five tails up.
Yeah.
Okay. It is. You know what? This is
it's different.
A
the other one,
version
like
of the
slapped
other one.
Together.
The other one.
Yes, exactly.
Just lifted it up. Everything locked into place automatically. I can't even tell how this is supposed to go. Yeah. That one just locked into place. I don't know why this front one is. Well, you know what? It's off the door.
You see, the door isn't. The door is not down in the track.
Out of the track.
Oh. You gotta push.
Well, this is.
Yeah, hammer something.
You know, so you got it for what you paid for. This is definitely a cheap version of the other one.
Yeah.
And this door should be down in that track. This is won't stay together. Let's just see what the. Is the bottom have wheels? Yeah. It does have the same kind of wheels. This is a really lightweight plastic version of the other one.
Really? You can tell?
Yeah, it weighs almost nothing.
Oh, wow.
Well,
but
know,
in the description it says
for the price
it's a very lightweight PP, HIP, plus PS. Who knows what it is. So Dennis had a good idea. See if the other one is any better.
It ends with BS.
There's a difference between $12 and $36.
I would get a $12 one. So
$50.
It's a bargain.
And it was just going to be for occasional storage. This would be the way to go. Let's see if this one have it around backwards now. All right, these are in the track.
And I
now this side doesn't lock. Isn't that a riot? The back work. The back works. So far, the doors, both of them have something wrong. All right? And then the top. Again, two for $25.
Yeah, you can tell that it's like rickety.
All right, so we discovered something. There is a holding ring that is inside the lid. So when you assemble it, if you put the holding ring on, this is pretty secure. The problem is if you want to attach the top, it sits fine. But then if you want to open the top, you have to be careful that you don't
pull the
lift out
ring.
Yeah, pull the ring.
Because the rest of the thing.
The thing is, how often are you going to open the top?
Yeah, you're not going to open the top. Just use the doors, okay? The ring tends to want to come up. All in all, the $12.50, this is really worth it, okay? I think they're pretty decent.
Nice looking, too.
Yeah, I think they are nice looking. That's it. It went from hating them to.
Okay.
Not quite loving
it. Exactly. That's really
actually, Dennis is right. You're not going to use them constantly.
Yeah.
And I already bought another set. They're not here
yet. Oh, good. Okay. So in the end, but, even though the assembly was frustrating,
yes,
in the end.
Yes. It take a little bit of slamming around. But the funny thing is, I don't know why all these things are measured in gallons, okay? I mean, this is that actually is kind of amazing to get two of them for $24.
Yeah, $12
when
bucks
the
each.
Other one,
yeah,
$12.50 when the other one was $36 for one, and this one is deeper. This one is 13 gallons.
Oh, each.
And the $36 is 8.4 gallons.
Oh. And so you've noticed has, it. It can't, is it bigger in real life?
Yes. And there's something else about it. If you go back to that, yeah. The doors are clear on this.
Oh.
And on the $36 one, they're kind of frosted. So you may like that you don't see what's inside. But since I'm using them for storage, there, you see, that's the $36.
Yeah, they have that. There's like ridges, so it's actually quite hard to kind of tell.
Yeah. But it's $36 for one.
Yeah, wow. Wow. That is, I'm shocked that they're that drastically priced. Like, you know, $12.50
yes!
versus $36.
Yes.
It's like a third of the price.
Exactly.
Now, since Rachel had another suggestion that I saw in the chat go past, and it's interesting. This is now not gallons anymore. Now we're on to quarts.
Oh, quarts.
32 quarts.
God.
But it's a two-pack, so you get six. The drawers are a completely different design.
Oh, you lift it up and...
Yeah,
it
looks like it can fold down. Look at that.
Oh. Yeah, you see, I don't have that kind of room. I'm sticking them on top of shelves.
Ah, I see.
But that's how much is that one?
$60, but you get three stacks. You know, six drawers, which is only about $10. Oh, and there's a 20% off coupon right now. So that... That would be, let me look at the price again, it's like $12 off. So
be $48.
$48 for six drawers. Now, I don't know if the drawers are the same size. They could be a bit smaller. But it looks similar.
It's interesting.
It seems like a really good option for...
You know, if you have an apartment and you're just going to be there for a year or two...
Yeah.
These are amazing.
Yeah. If they can hold shoes like that, that'd be really nice.
Yeah.
Put your shoes in those.
How many gallons did we decide this one was?
It was 23 quarts, so, you know.
Oh, it's little then.
Yeah, that does seem small. Yeah, I am afraid it's going to come in and it's going to be like 8 gallons is what Eric Duckman says, so is what the quarts are.
That's almost the same size. The green one I bought was 8.4 gallons.
Yeah. So it'll be arriving Saturday for Sims to Rachel. So we'll have to check back on a review and if it's false advertising or not.
Right. No, I bought two of the ones that I had in my video. I didn't buy that one. Oh, Rachel ordered that?
Yeah, Sims to Rachel said that. They've already placed the order, so it'll be arriving
Saturday. Rachel, can you please make us a video?
Or
okay?
An email, or yeah, just...
Yeah, that would be super.
Give us an update. That would be great.
Eric Duckman said, those are New York City apartments. Each one of those storage bins.
Is the apartment.
Exactly.
That'll be $300 rent. That little box. Okay, let's next gadget.
Gadget is this one that I'm actually using right now.
Ooh.
When I do Giz Fizz, I want to have a little light at the very bottom of my computer to read the logo cards. Now, it's bright in here now while we're filming this, so you can easily read them. But with the light shining mainly on me...
I wanted a little light way down at the base of the computer. So I bought this on Amazon, and it's okay. It's a couple of different temperatures of light, and you have dual lights, and it can be battery operated or the dreaded micro USB. You can run it off that. Okay. But it's a little wonky. So I read about a smaller one on Amazon, and I thought, this one here. Okay. $12. Wow. There's a 25% off coupon. So what was that? $9. And it has more than 7,200 reviews.
Oh, yeah.
And it got 4.7 stars. But the box just came. I'm thinking.
Oh, my.
Is this a Barbie dollhouse light? I thought we'll open it together.
I hope it's folded a lot.
And see.
Yeah, wound up.
And the reason I bought it is that
what is this, Mary
says
Poppins?
USB. See,
good.
This one is battery operated. This one is USB
rechargeable.
Or rechargeable. That's very nice. I love that
this is actually
batteries are getting integrated. Yeah,
it's actually pretty. I don't know how they it expanded it from out of the box. So it's rechargeable. I wonder if it has any battery power in it. Oh, okay. So, you know, I'm going to shut this off for a minute. All right, so that's one, two, three brightnesses, and one. So white light.
Ah!
Very warm light. And then I think that's, they call it a natural light. So three different light tones. And three different brightnesses. And, you know, I don't know how many, you know what, this is probably going to be just perfect because I can have it kind of like this at the bottom of the computer. This is going to be great. Okay, I'll be able to read the cards without the light shining up because this kind of light is ghastly on a person. I'm just trying to find out about how long it runs. Oh, it comes in colors. And wow, 10 scientifically placed LEDs.
Wow.
We didn't just throw them anywhere.
Science determined their location.
Weighs 1.4 ounces. That's pretty decent. And I will super at the bottom how long it will run for. This is pretty neat. I like that a lot. And if that, you know, I'm Amazon Prime, so the price might be different. But if you're Amazon Prime and that coupon is still there, this thing is just $9. All right.
Just $9. It's pretty good.
Yeah. And see what you get as a price, because I went there right before the show. No coupon, but it was $8.50.
$8.50. It is $8.50.
Oh, it's a deal of the day.
Oh, look at that! Nice.
Oh no, 39 hours a deal.
It's pretty good.
I think, it's a great travel light.
I think that's the perfect book light.
Yeah,
like this has a lot going for it. Is that it's USB-C rechargeable? I liked the levels. The light seemed very nice and soft, which is great. And the color temperature is just a bonus. And that super duper warm light, while kind of seems a little strange, is actually kind of nice if it's really late at night and you're really wanting like a different mood. You know, I could really see that as something you would prefer, is an absurdly orange light because you're trying to get ready for bed, things like
And you don't see the LEDs because it has a great diffuser over it. Oh, what
and
am I talking
it
about?
Was, I am designed it. By Mr. Ants, first name Cy. So designed by Cy Ants. Anyway, yes, I like it a lot.
Excellent.
Okay, well.
I just disconnected something that is going crazy here.
I can hear it.
Can you hear it?
Yeah.
All right, well, go to the what the heck is it?
Okay.
I will try to find out what's going on.
Okay, here. What the heck is it? I'm excited about this one because...
time for...
It's what the heck is it?
What the heck is it? Or what the heck are they?
Graters for very large pieces of cheese.
Not quite.
Is it for a closet?
You get a lot of them.
Yeah.
Is this for a pantry?
Okay. So he's been around.
Oh, I know. No, snowshoes. Not a pantry. Skinny feet.
I was thinking.
Oh, snowshoes.
You put plastic bags right through it to store.
The idea's been around for a long time.
Oh, that's
I've
a
never
good
seen
guess,
this quite
long.
Heavy duty. And when I saw the ad for it, I thought, you know what? This is perfect for the studio because I wear different shirts. just fan around to that chair. Over there, okay? I have a pile of shirts.
There you go.
Because there's no room to hang anything in here. This is a studio.
This is New York.
The closets are all full of gadgets. So I have room to hang one gadget. And I thought,
one
when
shirt.
I saw the ad, I thought, this is a deluxe version of those. Hang, use one. Oh, are you going to go to sleep? Yeah. Use one hook to hang a bunch of shirts like these here, okay? Like that. If you want to do ties, hang it this way.
Well, you're going to hang your shirts that way, right?
You know what? I am going to hang my shirts that way because it's, all I have is a single closet door. There's no rod in there. And then I'm trying to figure out, how do you get this to go on there, all right? It can go on either side. You can do the ends. And then I look at the little booklet, and it says, add the hook through the notch. So once you get it in the track.
Oh, I see.
You can,
I want it there.
Yeah, I could.
But if you want it the other way, you slide it all the way down here. So I'm going to, I have, actually, it's installed. Wow. Now how much would you pay? Okay, so now the thing is, instead of using that one hook for one shirt, which I've been doing, sometimes you say, why is he wearing that same shirt? One, two, this will, I guess you have to put, use hangers that you can turn three. So they're going to stick out a bit. But, boy, you know what? You could hang a ton of shirts. I'm going to put one all the way. Well, I'll just do it down here. So what was that? Five?
You could even do the sideways method and then see them all better.
Six, seven, eight. No, you can hang 10 shirts. Okay, that's going to be a little.
Oh, you actually you could,
closes, but there's a fair
but, amount.
But of
they'd
room
be too wide to close the door. Too. I think.
Yeah.
Wow, 7,600 ratings, 4 out of 5 stars from 7,600 ratings, and oh, you know this is the screen. This is the touch screen. Oh, Hay House, a Hay House. All right. Finally, a name we can say: the Hay House. College dorm storage essentials, multifunction, organizer, magic space saving, hang a thing device.
That
so
is
it's like
cool.
$2 a piece.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah. Six not that
foot, bad. And they have all kinds of assortments. You can buy more of them. You can buy, but don't buy the, I think the 2-pack is like $12 and the 6-pack is like $14. So if you're interested, just check the prices.
Right, right. So $13 for a 6-pack. Now, Scooter X did find it.
I bet he found the cheap.
$1.
Oh, $1.
$1, and you get 3 of them. It says $1 for 3 of them. And free shipping. Yeah.
What?
And it says that it arrives in 2 weeks, which is pretty fast for AliExpress.
Is this AliExpress?
Yeah.
Yeah. They are picking up the speed.
Yeah.
That is amazing.
Yeah, I think they got it was scared of Temu. Wait, I just choose five pieces and the price didn't change?
Click it again? Well, how could that be?
How could that be? Am I getting some weird coupon thing?
I'm wondering.
We Choice, weekly deals, save, it ends, April 4th. I have no idea. I don't understand how AliExpress works. There's a chance you could get this for a dollar.
Oh, maybe it's one?
Oh, $1.60. Where do you see these?
No, I mean, maybe it's...
Eric Duckman says that it is $1.67 plus $1.99 shipping for regular customers. How do I see the regular customer price?
But why doesn't the price change when you click on the number of pieces?
I don't know. And why do kids listen to loud music these days and play with their hula hoops? I don't get this website. It is broken. Free shipping on the first order. Anyway. As you can see, it may be able to be found online for cheaper. Hey, yeah. By the way, ScooterX did... I was thinking of this when you were showing off your light. And you were talking about how you were going to use it just for the Kiss Fizz. Is there any USB, like, A port nearby? Because he suggested a product, which I endorse, is it's the same type of LED thing, but on the other end, instead of any battery, it's just a USB. And that way, if you happen, like, you know, even, like, on the side of a monitor or something, click it into the edge.
I don't have anything...
And that way you wouldn't even have to recharge it with USB-C. It would just be a continuous light.
Well, I have it plugged in with the USB cable that came with it, but the USB cable snakes back into the computer.
Right.
And I also like that yellow light because
it highlights
the text and you don't see it on camera. I mean, I'm using it now to look at the rundown.
Yeah. No, I can't see a glow or anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's great. Okay, cool. Was the last last gadget. What the heck is it?
Yep.
With that, let's move on to...
You know you don't need it, but you might want it at Chad's Crappy Corner. Get it.
Okie dokie. We have the Crappy Corner gadget. Here it is.
Oh.
Hello. Based off of this... Actually, I don't know if I'm going to give away the theme or not. I just realized maybe I might be giving away the theme, but I think I'm pretty safe, honestly. I don't think you're going to be able to
guess. Oh, you're
going to
show us the three choices.
Yeah, I'll tell you the three choices.
Okay.
So the three choices were between beach gadgets.
No.
Gadgets on sale and arts and crafts gadgets.
It's between on sale and because he could have crayons in his mouth.
You have no idea what this guy is.
No,
he looks kind of artsy, but he could also have been on sale.
I'm doing on sale.
Correct. Ding, 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 ding. Yes. I don't think any of our viewers live near the beach, so I don't think. They care that much.
Okay. That's interesting.
Yeah. 16% of our patrons wanted the beach. 22 wanted arts and crafts. And 62% wanted gadgets on sale. So.
I think Scooter X voted 50 times. Because he just loves finding sale things.
I think that it might be the entire GizWiz audience likes finding a sale, honestly. I think I may have just hit the demographic on the head. Okay, well, with that, let's take a look at my new little gadget.
Hey, Diggy, I'm feeling like I am in an OMG craft mood. So we got the OMG craft background on the screen over here. We are taking a look at the first of our gadget deals. These gadgets need to be some type of reduced price from what they're originally sold at. And today we are taking a look at one of our favorite gadget categories, the fidget category.
Oh my gosh.
This fidget, like fidget spinners and little fidget toys. This looks very, very different. This is a fidget plush, right? So you can see multiple tactile sensory features. Zippity-doo, multi-sensory fidget friends. You also see the price. It was $16.88. Now, I got it for only $9.50. That's a savings of around $7. So let's, you see the box? Let's get him out of the box and I can show you what this fidget is all about. Here he is, the adorable lion. He's looking for his courage.
He is very cute.
So this, you may think because he's a plush, by the way, his feet are like sandbags and so is his butt, which is kind of fun. He has a nice weight to him. But because he's like a plush, you may think, oh, this must be for like toddlers, very, very young, kids. But this is actually on the box. It mentions three up. I already threw the box super far away. Ages three and up, which is, I would not classify that as a toddler. So older. Also, with this zipper, I wouldn't give that to toddlers. Inside his mouth, he has this star. It's nice and crinkly. It's kind of fun to play with. You obviously have the zipper, and you can zip and zip around. On top of his head, his mane here, these are like individually looped little things, so they're kind of fun to get your fingers in there, and kind of, they're nice and soft, so they're kind of fun to play around with. On his arms, there's these little silicone beads here, or like silicone, like, I don't know, not beads, but like, I don't know, texture on the top. His belly has a whole bunch of different textures. This one has like some rubberization on there, like corduroy. This one's really soft. That's really cool. And his feet have that same, almost that same type of texture. So he's really fun. So this is definitely for a younger, child, someone who would still have a toy or a stuffed animal with them and can still sort of, play around and fidget with the toy. Not quite a toddler, like I mentioned, but, a very young child. This would be, I think, a very, very fun sensory thing to keep around. So there we go. As we mentioned, only $9.50. And I did look it up earlier. It is available online, too, for clearance. So we'll take a look at that right now or in a moment.
Okay.
It's very cute.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty neat. And like I mentioned, I liked that it's like online. I did think that it could be shipped, but it says get it in store. So it looks
and
like.
And what store are we at?
Walmart. So if you got a Walmart near you, they may still have some in stock. So go over there and check it out. And then you can kind of see the age of the child. It's like not quite, toddler, like I said, but, not 9 years old, too. Anyway, I thought it was a very, very unique type of fidget. And I gotta say, I really do like the weight. He feels so cuddly. Like, I could just see just carrying him around. And you don't really know that he's also a nice little sensory toy, too. Name it Leo. Leo the Lion. Anyway, so I like it. I like him a lot. He's a nice little fidget toy. Okay, Let's move on to Nick's Gadget Warehouse.
They're geeky and they're goofy. Together they are loopy. When gadgets pass away, he takes them out to play in Nick's Gadget Warehouse.
Our email is from Randy Penn, who writes, "Greetings. I know you guys are always looking for user-generated content, so I have uploaded my first Gadget Warehouse video."
Perfect! That's the best.
"I hope it measures up to your low standards." And I watched it, and I wrote him back, and I said, "Randy, it's way above our low standards, but we will show it anyway."
You far exceeded our standards, and we'll let it slide.
It's a great gadget, and I happen to also have this in the warehouse because I can't throw it away.
Oh, that's cool.
So here's Randy's video.
Okay, I can't wait.
"Hey, Dick and Chad. It's Randy from Colorado.
Ah!
I've watched or listened to every episode of the GizWiz, but I've never actually contributed anything to the show.
Thank you.
So I figured it was about time. Today, I want to tell you about the Gadget Warehouse item I can't bear to get rid of, the Arcos PMA 400. It came out way back at the beginning of 2005, before the first iPod with video. It cost about $800, and it was a gift. That's why I can't bear to get rid of it. The PMA stands for Personal Media Assistant. It's basically a personal digital assistant that also handles a variety of media functions. There's a 30 gigabyte mechanical hard drive inside, so even though it's rugged with these rubber bumpers on the corners, it's also fragile. The OS is a version of Linux called Qtopia, so it runs apps similar to what smartphones run today, like email and a calendar. But the star of the show for this gizmo was media. Not only does it play video, but with this crazy dongle dock thing, you can record video from a variety of inputs. It also plays and records audio. It can display your photos and even work like an external hard drive.
Wow.
So basically everything your smartphone does today. I had one before this called the Jukebox Multimedia, but it only had a 1.5-inch screen. Arcos is still around, but this was the king of the hill. I've had way more gadgets than I should have over the years, but this one's definitely one of my favorites. And that's why it's a Gadget Warehouse item I can't bear to get rid of. Thanks for the show, guys. And as long as you keep making them, I'll keep watching.
That's great. Love the Texas Ranger in the background, too. That is great. Man, yeah. I can't believe the animation and the fluidity of that video.
I had one, and I would take it on airplanes, on trips. It was like the first way to carry your own movie with you.
Wow.
Yeah, and they were expensive. I think they were $799.99. And they made a ton of accessories. I even forgot you could record your own movies. I guess I did record my own movies on it back then.
That was back when a gadget like that, well, I mean, for $800, it came with its own line of accessories, its own line of dongles and doohickeys yeah. and plastic molded parts.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Oh, look, there's a Wikipedia article about it. Let's pull that up. There we go. Look at that. 2005.
Wow. 20 and a 30 gigabyte version.
Man. I guess this was the art. This is a different one. Oh, no. Is this the one? I forget what the model number
is. You know, it might be because it had the funny corners on it to protect it.
Yeah. That is so crazy. That is funny because it's so funny what our society, like what time periods our society went through, because this is the same selling point as the iPod video. Like there was a time when it was like, you can watch a movie in your pocket. Whoa! Like that, there was a time that was so incredible. And now that is almost laughable. That it's like, of course there's a movie in your pocket. Because there's a whole computer, a supercomputer in your pocket. Of course you can play a basic movie. Not only can you do that, like a movie is actually nothing for this. Because you could render a whole game. Which
absolutely
way beyond decoding H.264. Yeah. Like, that's just insane. That is crazy.
So $800 today. Well, I forgot what year he said. 2004, right?
2005 was, 2004, 2005. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, here it is. Eric Duckman did it. That $800 today is $1,301, almost $1,302.
$1,300 to be able to play a video and like have email. Like, you can see why a $600 iPhone is not ridiculous, you know?
Oh, yeah, that's interesting. Yeah, if you use it that way.
I mean, this is, I could, if I didn't create content, I feel like I could live my whole life off of my phone. You know, if I had to, I probably could. That's just insane. Very cool. Thank you so much. I can't believe it took so long to make a video because that video was perfect.
Randy, I know. Randy, we could hear you. We could see you. It was horizontal format. It was a great, our favorite thing, technology of the past, where I have one or two more videos that for some reason people were motivated last week. But we need more. Make a video, 1 to 3 minutes. Anything about a gadget you just bought and love, a gadget you just bought and hate. And like Randy, just horizontal, make sure we can hear you and see the gadget. You can be in it if you want, or if you're very shy, just show the gadget and talk about it. Put it up on YouTube. There's a drop-down menu, click unlisted, and that way only people with the URL can see it. And send that to us, mail@gizwiz.tv. And remember, don't click private. Mail@gizwiz.tv. Unlisted is what you want.
Perfect. Send it in now. And remember, the bar is set so low. Okay. We'll take you how you come. So send them on in. With that, let's move on to the letter.
This has been a great week for fun stuff from viewers. This is from Ed Norris, who's written us before, and I think he's sent in some videos. It's an invention that's so clever, but everybody who knows about it cannot think of a way to use it, okay? Hi, Dickie D. I thought this was fun. I cannot think of any practical use for it. Maybe you and Chad can. It is the Invisibility Shield 2.0. I'm afraid I missed version 1.0.
Yeah.
And here it is, a demo on Kickstarter.
Whoa. I mean, just this thumbnail looks crazy.
Have you ever dreamed?
I don't know if this is copyrighted music or not. Wow!
And we've been working to turn that dream into a reality.
Interesting.
Introducing our second generation invisibility shields. They're bigger, lighter, and
more. Okay, okay.
We've created three sizes. The mini.
Now, I do.
The full size.
You have a use?
Well, I have a use, but also I have a criticism.
The largest
I want you to notice this, is every single shot, the background has a consistent line that goes through it. Every single shot has this line in the background. You got the beach scene with the horizon. You got the bricks. You got the line. I think it's basically, it's extruding. So if there was a tree trunk right here, it wouldn't show the tree, it would, anyway, you see what I'm trying to point out that it, I do think their demo is a, might be a bit disingenuous because it's, I feel like the magician part of my career is coming out. I'm like, I think they may be messing with us a little bit. Anyway, keep an eye on that technique. I feel like this
is
refracting the light around, and I think they're using this technique to make it look super duper impressive. And I can just kind of show you back. Look, lines, lines, lines.
They're bigger, lighter, and more powerful than ever.
Oh, I see.
We've created three sizes.
It makes it look invisible because it is basically... It's creating this side profile, but I don't know if that would look the same in a different background. They're using the exact same background and the exact same scenario every time. And it's very suspicious to me.
Objects and, well, just about anything.
Like here, I want to see it in this environment where it's not a perfect line.
They can pack down to a fraction.
I want to see it in this
type
of environment.
Size in these dedicated carry cases.
Why would you go to the top of a mountain to look invisible?
Our new shields project their surroundings with amazing clarity.
It's suspicious. Suspicious. Suspicious.
Whilst ergonomic grips help keep you hidden when moving. we took everything we learned from crowdfunding and shipping thousands of first-generation shields in 2022, and we used it to develop the best products.
Well, there's no line there, right?
Thank you. Wait, here, let's go see.
Generation shields in 2022, and we used it to develop the best.
So, like, there's one shot where it was just blank. Oh, I think.
Thank you. Soundings with amazing clarity.
I think I missed that spot. Like right there. But that's just a solid color. So that's still not, in my mind, that's not like indicative of a situation where you have very irregular. Give me the shield here. You know, it's an irregular background. It's going to look super weird.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
I think that if with an irregular background, it's not going to look as cool as it does in this video. It's going to look...
You need something very...
You need the cool line that goes through it for it to look like a continuous invisible situation. You have to have that in your technique to make it look invisible, is my theory. That's my theory. And I wish they would show it in other situations. Just to be... I don't know what it means. I don't know. I don't know what it would be. But it's suspicious to me.
We took everything we learned from crowdfunding and shipping thousands of first-generation shields in 2022, and we used it to develop the best products we've ever created. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to turn our dreams into reality and share our second-generation shields with you.
Well, how much... Scooter X wants to know how much.
How much is it? The miniature
Captain
one.
Captain Jay said he's going to buy one and watch his money disappear.
The mini one is 54 pounds, or whatever
$69.
That is. Yeah, $69. The full size is about 300. That is so tiny, 380. I have to lean in to see. The full size shield, that's 417. Mega Shield is about $800.
Well, I have version one.
Where'd he go? I can't see him.
It almost works. Let me turn it off.
Oh, you're back. Yeah, so you had asked, is there a way to use it? The only thing I could think of is if you wanted to like hide some element of something that you just literally couldn't hide with like paint, you know, like a pole. Like there's a pole in the way. Let's put an Invisi shield in front of it and no one will notice. You know that.
I have it.
Okay.
This would work best in New York City.
Ah.
Put it in front of a fire hydrant where you are illegally parked.
Ah.
And
I like
when the
it.
When the cop walks by,
where's the fire hydrant? It's not there.
There's no fire. There's no fire hydrant here. There you go. You just save yourself $200 and you can buy one.
I like it. I like that a lot. Let me think. You could prank people by putting one over the wet floor signs. You know? They won't see those wet floor signs
right.
Or they might slip.
Yeah.
There's potential here. Only problem is if you want to hide a human, it'll cost you about $800 for some plastic.
That's how much the full-size one is?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's the Mega Shield. Looks like it can hide a person. See, anything less than the Mega.
Oh, yeah. The Mega Shield, and that is $885.
About.
Oh, my God. Okay. Yeah, no.
Yeah. That's why I just want to be a bit critical of it, is you could drop $1,000 on this and have been misled to think that I could use it right now and I would look invisible. You know what I mean? And
well,
I don't think people realize if you have the vertical lines in the background, it'll look really cool. But yeah.
Well, I think the vertical lines are sold separately. That's where they get you.
I agree.
It's kind of fun, though.
It is fun. fun. I agree. Yeah, I mean, it's a weird look. This vertical line thing, though, it just is in every photo.
You're absolutely right.
I didn't even think that it would be down here, too. That's really funny. Yeah, cool. That's neat. Okie dokie. Well, with that, let's say thank you to our patrons over at patreon.com/gizwiz. Thank you guys so much for supporting our show. If you like the show, please consider giving back. Patreon.com/gizwiz is where you can give back, or gizwiz.tv. You can click on the Patreon banner there, and there's a link to take you to our PayPal, where you can donate via PayPal, or a big old banner where you can head to Patreon. And just want to say thank you, everybody who supports our show. You guys are absolutely incredible. So thank you so much for your support. Gizwiz.tv is where you can watch the show live just about every Thursday, 4:30 Pacific, 7:30 Eastern Time. If there is a schedule change, the top of the website will be updated. So you can see it just right there, gizwiz.tv. Head there, join the chat room, and chat along with everybody when we're live. It is a fantastic time in the chat room. And all you have to do is head over there to gizwiz.tv. If you don't catch the show live, of course, we host it on our website, gizwiz.tv, or on YouTube, or on Apple Podcasts, and we also have an RSS feed for you if you would like that as well. Head on to gizwiz.biz, that's Dickie D's website, not gizwiz.tv, but gizwiz.biz, and he writes up articles about all of the gadgets that we talk about on the show. So if you ever need more information or a reminder about any of the gadgets that we talked about, gizwiz.biz is the best place to head. While you're there, play the reel, what the heck is it? You gotta guess this gadget, the entire gadget. And I just hate to give this one away, but these are actually speed shoes for chickens, for the Ultimate Chicken Speed Tournament that happens every year in Waxahachie. If you think you know what this is, get a guessin'. 6 Mad Magazines for correct answers, 12 Mad Magazines for funny, clever, or hilarious answers, so get a guessin' over at gizwiz.biz. With that wraps it up for our show. We'll see you next week.
I'll be here.